This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What, are you addicted to social media? Watching the champ over and over again, trying to be like the champ? If you want to be like the champ, you have to join the champ in establishing the Scandinavian mega masjid and dawah center in Norway. Click the link and donate and share this tremendous reward for establishing the house of Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of our Ramadan series with Brother Muhammad Hijab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. Alhamdulillah, very well. Where we are challenging some of the allegations made by non-Muslims, ex-Muslims, and today we have actually a fake ex-Muslim, Nabil Qureshi, a former Qadiani who turned into a Christian apologist and died upon Christian faith in 2017. Although this man is no longer among us, his writings, lectures, and debates have been very famous, leading even Muslims to rethink the religious commitment and develop doubts about the authenticity of Islam. In the following clip, he shares his personal journey from Islam to Christianity and claims that Islam has weaker evidence than Christianity and does not comfort an individual on their spiritual journey like Christianity does. Let's look at some of his claims and give our response.
You know, in the Quran, there's nothing that says I'm giving you comfort if you're hurting. The Quran says, do this, do that, do this, do that. But there in the Bible, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Wow.
It was like my heart was just electrified into life when I read that, and my life has never been the same. God came into this world to take our sins. That means He loves us. It loves us even though we sin against Him. And then He takes a look at us. While He's on the cross, bleeding and dying for us, the words we should remember are, as I have loved you, so love one another. That's the call we're given as Christians. He's given us everything we need in this life and this afterlife. So all we have to do is follow Him and pour ourselves out for the sake of those around us. And that transformative life is the message of the gospel. There's nothing like it. There are three things Islam denies you have to believe in order to be saved. And so for me, it was a matter of trying to prove that those things didn't happen in order to establish the case for Islam. Well, as I was trying to disprove those things, I realized the evidence for Jesus' death, deity, and resurrection was very strong. Then I turned my eyes to Islam and I said, how strong is the evidence for Islam? And to my shock, it was far weaker. When I leveled the same criticisms I had leveled on Christianity on Islam, the foundation fell apart. And so that's when it became a matter between me and God of actually asking Him to show me the truth.
Let's summarize his accusations. One, the Quran does not provide comfort if you're hurting. Two, God dying on a cross means that He loves us. Three, therefore the evidence for Islam is far weaker than the evidence for Christianity.
Yeah. Well, so the first thing is that there's who set those criteria in the first place? The presupposition here is that a book which provides less comfort is less true. And this is a very unusual kind of arbitrary ad hoc presupposition. It's not, you know, backed by any kind of logical, mathematical, scientific, psychological principle of any kind.
It doesn't make any sense, to be honest.
It doesn't make any sense at all. However, and if this were the case, that the more a book provides comfort, the more true it may be, then there are there are many books that provide more comfort than all three major Abrahamic religions altogether. So therefore, would you say that that is a more true book than those ones if they were attributed to God? So it's a very unusual kind of barometer for truth. The second thing I will say is actually it's a false statement in the first place, because the Quran does provide consolation and comfort to the believers in many different verses. And for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, where it's mentioned that وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, that if my slave asks about me, then I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls. So this is actually open. Anybody who calls to God, that God will respond to them. That's why Allah mentions in Surah Al-Layl, chapter 92 of the Quran, that inna alayna lal-huda, that certainly to us is guidance. So in other words, the door of God is always open. The door of mercy is always open. And on this point, actually, Allah mentions in Surah Al-Zumar, chapter number 39 of the Quran, that قُلْ يَا عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقَنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, that say, oh, my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of God. because Allah forgives all sins. Okay. And Allah mentions, in fact, in Surah Yusuf, in chapter 12 of the Quran, وَمَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, that no one actually despairs from the mercy of God except for the disbelieving people. So there's actually a harsh tone with those who don't believe that God can forgive. And many, 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 many other verses. Many other verses. Don't forget the Prophet ﷺ was, مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you except for a mercy to humankind. And there is consolation that Allah provides to the believers and to the Prophet. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ, do not let these people grieve you, do not let these people hurt you, do not, there's, you know, so many verses. So the fundamental postulation is flawed. The attribution of the Quran is not providing comfort and consolation to the believers or to the Prophet or the Prophets in general is false. I'm surprised that this person actually even rose to prominence with these kinds of interrogations. Because these kinds of interrogations, quite frankly, they indicate that the person hasn't read the Quran. I mean, there's a very famous hadith of the person who killed 99 people. Yes. And he went to one person, he said, am I going to be forgiven? He said no, so he killed that person, made 100. But the fact is that Allah can even forgive mercy. Allah can forgive everything, anything that a human being does. There's nothing more consoling and comforting to the human being than knowing that Allah can forgive all of those things. The fact that he was talking about God humbling himself on the cross and so on and so forth, what does that actually show? We would say that's a contradiction. The fact that you have an all-powerful agency on the cross saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, God, God, why have you forsaken me? Yeah. I mean, on some version of the Trinity, that would indicate that God is praying to himself. That's actually a contradiction. Yes. He was talking about it being, you know, the evidences of Islam are not as strong as the evidence of Christianity. What are the evidence of? He didn't even explain what the evidence of Christianity are. The foundations of Christianity are shaken. The foundations of the Trinity and Jesus being God, being man and God at the same time, being finite and infinite, limited and unlimited. All of this to me is actually a fallacious way to start your religion. And there's no argument here. And there's nothing to be convinced of. And that's all I have to say about the matter.
Calm down. Calm down, calm down. It's just a break. I'm reminding you that when you are finished watching the video, that you click the link below and donate now.
I think that was a brilliant response. And you obviously have the very famous verse, إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Yes, absolutely.
You could elaborate.
I mean, the beautiful thing about that verse, إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ, الْعُسْرِ in the Arabic language, not going into too many details here, but الْعُسْرِ is actually in the definite article, which means it's one. إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ is one difficulty. يُسْرًا is in the what you call the indefinite article. In Arabic, it's called the nakira. And what that means is that for every hardship that you face, there are multiple ways in which ease can be facilitated. So it's actually a hyperbolized and emphasized extraordinary type, really, of consolation and comfort given to the believers. And in fact, this is a general verse. It's talking in general sense that if in life you're facing difficulty, then that indicates that you will be facing comfort and relief and ease in what will come. There's many, many verses like that. Honestly, we've just scratched the surface. Yeah. Many things we can mention in general, but this, I think, will suffice for now.
Yeah, I think that really concludes the whole thing.
Yeah,
that with hardship comes ease, and that's a very clear evidence that Islam does provide comfort. Mm. And if comfort was a criterion to judge truthfulness from falsehood, then obviously Islam would win.
You'd lose that one as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think this was a very, very good and productive response. And brothers and sisters who are watching this, these kinds of series where we are responding to the allegations against Islam are really, really important for the ummah. Because you have these non-Muslims, these ex-Muslims, or even this one, fake ex-Muslim, who are spreading lies against our religion and misleading the people. And if we do not produce responses to these allegations...
Oh, now he can't spread any lies. I think the maggots are having their way with him right now, actually. That's what I think is going on.
But you have many more of those people spreading those lies, isn't it?
Yes.
And we need to respond to these kinds of allegations and falsehood.
Absolutely.
And to do that, we have, alhamdulillah, established the mega masjid in Norway with this brilliant IslamNet studio.
Absolutely. And I really do like this. Me and Zeeshan were just saying, beautiful, how you've just done this. And You don't see the back, but there's many cameras, multi-directional, all these kinds of sound systems and stuff. Yes. We need to professionalize.
Exactly.
And for someone to actually go and research all the Islamophobes and stuff, this is a professional operation now. And to be fair, and we have to give credit to the people, it is because of their donation.
Yes, definitely.
It was brought to this level.
Yeah.
But we need to keep putting in, because at the end of the day, these anti-Muslims are doing that job. They're putting money. We don't have as much, but we're doing a lot of damage. Imagine if we did have that money. Imagine how big our voices would be. Imagine how powerful our message would come across. And it's for your generations, guys. It's for your children, for your great-grandchildren. If you don't do this and make this investment now, there's a high chance people will be affected by these shubuhat. High chance that people will fall into doubts. High chance that they would even, some of them, leave the religion of Islam. This is the primary investment. IslamNet, I've been with them for many, many years. There's nothing bad I can say about them. And they have professionalized their operations. It's only one thing to do, which is click the button below, and I think they will do it. I think they're decent people that know the value of what we're putting forward, and they will do it this Ramadan because they realize how much the anti-Muslim enterprise has grown with Elon Musk, with these right-wing fingers. There's no chance that they're listening to this message now and they don't give a damn about that. They will pay and they will do it, and the fruits will be, it will be a very fruitful thing for them.
And I think this is what have to be done. It has to be done. Yeah.
It's a matter of survival, actually.
If you want to raise the banner of La ilaha illallah, you can't just sit home and not do anything. Mm-hmm. And not everyone is capable of addressing these kinds of misconceptions. Yeah. Not everyone is able to produce the high level, high quality productions that we are doing right now. And in order to have this sustainable, we need your regular support. We need you to click the link and donate whatever you can, because this is... Obviously, one part of it is that you are aiding the religion of Allah. And the other part of it is the ajr that you will be getting from this.
Yes, subhanAllah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The magnitude of the reward, every single person who will be guided through your donation. Yes. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever guides someone to goodness will have an equal reward to the one who does good without that decreasing his reward.
Yes.
So if one person is guided to the religion of Islam through clarifying these shubuhat, or one Muslim, he stays in Islam because of you.
Yes.
This will become a magnificent, a huge sadaqah jariyah for yourself on the day of judgment when our deeds will be counted. It will weigh heavily on your scale of good deeds. So it's the month of Ramadan. Do the right thing and donate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see you in the next episode. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.